I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Drew Evans has been guiding on the Mississippi River for over 6 years now, and he says if you want some really big panfish, that's the place to be. I'll tell you what he does to find and catch those fish, but first...
Make your next home improvement project easier with tools from Fleet Farm. Check out our wide selection of tools and hammer down on huge savings. Going on now. Save $160 on a Milwaukee M12 cordless 5-tool combo kit. Don't miss out. Find deals like this and more online at fleetfarm.com. Get it all in one stop at Fleet Farm, your hardware headquarters.
Drew Evans is a guide on the Mississippi River, and he says if you want big panfish, you need to stick to the backwaters of the Mississippi. He says you're going to find some real monsters in those backwater regions. You have to drill a lot of holes. You have to plan on searching because he says those panfish tend to move around a lot. There's not a lot of structure. It's shallower water, so they tend to go wherever the forage is. And so you drill a lot of holes, and when you find a school of those fish, you fish them hard until they leave, because they'll be moving around, and then you search out another school or find out where those others have moved to and stay on top of them. He said you want to use bigger baits. You want to use baits that you might think are way too big for those bluegills, but they want a big profile. They want a big meal. So use big spoons with a lot of maggots or a lot of wax worms on those treble hooks to get those fish to bite. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.